It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
When the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
That's right, it's the height of summer, but we've got a fair amount of rain in the forecast and some thunder and lightning too. So what happened to the sunshine, and how long will this last? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mast from the University of Washington. He's going to tell us about the latest long-term forecast for the summer this year. First, though, let's hear about the weekend and the week ahead. Cliff?
Well, Bellamy, we've had some low clouds in the morning, and today was no different. Temperatures will get up, you know, probably into the lower 70s, so it's not going to be a very warm day, lots of clouds. But the big action is coming tonight. An upper-level trough is moving inland, and that is going to cause the air to become more stable. It'll provide some uplift, and I expect a line of thunderstorms, pretty vigorous ones, to move up from the south. The Cascades will get it, and I think that some of western Washington will get some of this thunderstorm action, and that'll be tonight into Saturday morning. Eastern Washington will get even more. Then as we get into Saturday, Saturday will be a cooler day. Temperatures only around 70. There'll be some showers around, maybe even a few thunderstorms. It'll tend to fade later in the day. Again, temperatures not getting much above 70. Sunday, the upper trough is going to be moving through, but we'll still get lots of clouds. So it'll be cloudy to partly cloudy. Temperatures probably eking up to maybe 73 or 74. So, you know, we're going to get a pretty significant hit of precipitation on Friday night, Saturday morning, but there could be showers the whole weekend, and particularly over the mountains and eastern Washington.
Cliff, it's August. I mean, some Augusts it gets up into the 80s and 90s. What is going on? Feels like our summer disappeared.
Well, this summer is very different than last summer. And we've had a very, very persistent feature, what we call an upper-level trough, that's been stationed right offshore in the eastern Pacific. And that has been bringing in cooler air, moisture air this summer. You know, changed the whole character of it. And once in a while, this upper-level trough will move through, like it's going to move through this weekend, giving us some showers. And this is going to happen again and again during this August. So it's completely different than last year and the year before, when we tended to have high pressure, a ridge of high pressure that tends to keep us warm and dry and promoted the fires.
So this trough of lower pressure up above us, is that something that is kind of cyclical, like El Nino and La Nina? We get them every once in a while in summer?
No, there's no cyclic nature to this. But, you know, we're getting stuck in a pattern, and it's a really interesting research topic to understand why this trough has been hanging where it is. And it could very well be that there may be thunderstorms or convection in the tropics that are positioned in a certain way that's causing waves to move into the mid-latitude and to lock in this pattern. But it certainly has been there for the last month and a half.
And what do we know about how long it will persist?
Well, I've looked at the latest long-term forecast. In fact, just before I got on, I looked at the European Center 46-day forecast, and it has been going the whole summer, and it's doing it again for us to be wetter than normal. So it looks like, you know, going through early September, that we will be wetter than normal. This trough will still hang out offshore, and once in a while, some rain will come through. So, you know, we had a July that was wetter than normal, and I would expect August will be the same thing. Our temperatures will be held down, particularly here in western Washington, and it should restrain the wildfires. The only danger, though, is once in a while when these troughs come through, they have thunderstorms with them that produces lightning. And so, you know, we're midsummer. Things are relatively dry, particularly in eastern Washington. So if we get this lightning, it can ignite fires. That's what we're going to have to watch this weekend. Will be massive amount of lightning moving through. How many fires will it start?
And how reliable are these longer-term forecasts for summer, for example?
Well, not as reliable as I'd like, but we forecast very well 5 days, 7 days out. There's a lot of skill there. Our forecasting skill, being able to forecast specific weather events, kind of fades out between 7 and 9 days. But as we get further on, we still have some forecast skill, and it comes through, you know, these long scale patterns that often form in the tropics. We have thunderstorms and convection, something called the NJO, that produces this pattern that propagates into the mid-latitude and can give us some skill, you know, weeks ahead of time. Not a lot of skill, but a little bit.
And in terms of the fire outlook that you just described, what about smoke? What does that say about smoke with this sort of trough and the occasional rain?
Well, for Western Washington, it's quite good. We have a trough. That means we have southwesterly flow coming into us. So in general, that will keep the smoke out of Western Washington. You know, we've seen a lot less smoke this year, and I suspect that is going to be true. Now, it's not as good for Eastern Washington because that's where the fires will tend to be, and so they can get localized smoke. But, you know, I think this is going to be a much better smoke year.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.